says she'll be dead with you. While Violet affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
We begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 19th, 2023, and we go back to the phones and talk to Misty in Kansas. Welcome back, Misty.
Hey, that tune, State Your Confusion. Is that what it says? But anyway, and that's the point the gentleman was making prior, is Trump, people want a savior. Trump stood up there and specifically said, we will take the bump stocks and give due process later. Right. I can email anybody clip upon clip.
I remember that.
Yep. Exactly. And we're still praying for a savior to save us. Now, me personally, I pray for courage and I pray for knowledge, you know. And I think that's what we all need to do, but we're still stuck on stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the gentleman said, you know. We are
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I've said a long time ago, you had your shot. I told, you know, Trump had his shot. He blew it.
Yeah.
He blew it.
I hold him
100% accountable. 100% accountable for the election fraud, the stolen election. I hold him 100% responsible because he pointed out the possibility of corruption and voter fraud. He pointed it out in these systems of Dominion and Smartmatic. He pointed it out. Now, when you point something out, you have a duty to either fix it or you should have never mentioned it in the first place. He thought something might happen. The election might be rigged and stolen. And he had 2 years to fix that. He didn't do it. So I hold him 100% responsible for not fixing what he pointed out. This all happened because he dropped the ball.
No. And Steve, I'm going to disagree on this level, because we need to go back where all this is from. We have dual citizens.
Yep, we do. We
running
we do.
This Congress, and a fake bank that still people believe is federal, a private bank,
right.
you know, we can talk about all this distraction that it is, but we do need to understand where this is going, correct?
Yeah, we do.
But
well, it's the funny money system, you know. And John Stadmiller was big on talking about creating money out of thin air. This thing was bound to happen sooner or later. That you keep printing money, putting it out there, and you devalue the dollar. At some point in time, your dollar was going to turn into monopoly money. That's where we are now.
Yeah,
our money is turning into monopoly money.
Yes, sir. And it was very wonderful, I must admit, today. At 4 o'clock my time, well, it's on at 4 o'clock on the broadcast, we didn't have QVC talking about changing things and selling stuff, but it was a very good broadcast about the banking system, the money changers, which goes to my biggest, I would say, mental thought. How do the people of America eliminate that?
Well, it's already in the works. This collapse is all pre-planned. It's all purposeful. It will lead us into our digital currency. So it has to happen. This is essentially when Klaus Schwab said we have a great opportunity here for a great reset and looking at a digital currency. In order to carry that out, basically that was a PNEC document. That was the Project for New American Century. In his words, document saying is that something must happen in order to carry us to a digital currency. So we're not going to get out of this economic collapse. It's going to happen because the digital currency is going to be put in place, which will track and control each and every one of us, unless for some reason the government completely collapses as a revolution. They are going to impose their digital currency under the same leadership that got us in this mess before with the regular fiat currency with the central banks. They're simply going to give that control over to the central banks, the digital currency, to control us. This is going in a very, very, very bad direction, but we've been told what's coming next. We've been told these things are coming next.
Yes, we have. But at the same time, prior in your state, in your conversation, you were talking. So, I listened to that other broadcast. It's very impressive. You must listen to it prior to your show. But anyway, if the people just say no. Okay. What I think, what is happening, if history rhymes, you know, with all this, with Israel wants an Ottoman Empire, bottom line. Anyway, but so World War III, in order to divert the people that they're not understanding, there's a crash.
Right?
So yeah, they're going to divert it. I 100% believe that. What do you think?
Well, here's your problem. They could try to say, well, divert the crash for a while. And how are we going to do that? Well, we can increase taxation on the people. First of all, unemployment is not 3-point-something%. That's total BS. So we could squeeze it from people if we could. Well, I don't think we can get it that way. Or we could go back to the printing presses and start printing our money up. But that's what got us in this situation from the very beginning here. So
Which
if they go back
doing
to
that right
printing,
now.
If they keep going printing presses to see if that's going to get them out of this jam, it's not. It's simply going to devalue the dollar even more so.
Right.
Let me give you my little theory on the bank collapse here. Let me give you my little theory. I wrote this out a couple days ago. I started thinking about it, and I sent it over to Mike Rivera. I said, Mike, what do you think about this? So here's my theory on the bank collapse. You have prolonged inflation. We've had a lot of inflation for a long time now. Energy prices, gas prices, our food prices, essentially everything has gone up, costing us much more. We're not getting pay raises, by the way. We're not getting any extra money on the check. It's simply you're getting the same salary you've always had, and you're paying a lot more. So what's happening here essentially is there's a less amount on the individual's paycheck that's actually being deposited in the bank account. So yeah, you put your check in the bank account. Okay, yeah, the bank's saying, we got your money. It was a nice check you put in this week. As soon as you get home, what do? You start writing checks to cover the inflationary bills that are killing you, their food, everything else. So you write checks on that account for those inflationary bills, which leads the bank to having less money in that bank from your account. Now you factor in the Federal Reserve giving banks money printed out of thin air and then raising interest rates. The banks not having much business because interest rates are going up. They can't lend it out. The individual says, I don't want to borrow money at high interest rates. The corporation says, I don't want to borrow money at higher interest rate here to expand my business. So the banks decide to buy U.S. Treasury bonds. They buy these U.S. Treasury bonds, but every time the Fed raises interest rates, and they keep doing that to cool off the economy, which is not working, by the way, the U.S. Treasury bill that they bought has less value. Now we get to the situation where the individual and the corporation are not taking out these loans for expansion. They can't say no, can't. All listed above, what I've just mentioned, equates to a bank collapse, which spreads like a wildfire to have the bank customers doing a bank run to get their money out before it's gone. And we've had five bank collapses so far. Biden's put, what, another $30 billion into the system here, the central bank system here, to keep it from collapsing. It's not going to work. That's what got you in this mess to begin with. Overprinting currency with no value. If you had stayed on the 1974 gold standard, Nixon's gold standard, if you had stayed on that, you could never get yourself in this trouble. You invited this to happen by printing money out of thin air. Currency is turning into monopoly money. That's what it's turning into.
Oh, that's what it's been. Can I jump in here?
Sure.
Okay. So was the Federal Reserve Bank, private bank, mm-hmm. was it ever audited?
No.
Where is that gold?
No.
Where is that silver?
No,
where is that money? We have been robbed. And I do believe, I want to say it was Netanyahu that said, when we're done sucking the, and I'm paraphrasing, the money out of America, we don't give two cheats about what happens to them.
Right.
Hmm.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's, you know, America, you know, when you hear presidents always saying our good friends Israel, friends like that, who needs enemies? That's not a friend you want. That's
are
a friend
we
that
still
uses
paying,
you, and yes, they're going to toss you off to the side. They're going to make you fight wars.
Are we still getting China money? I wish people would look at how much the American, in quote, taxpayers are paying. I believe we're still given, just pull it up. I did one time. How much money from America goes to Israel, China, Africa, our money?
Well, that's what they call representative government. I know I never signed on to any of this stuff to say,
right.
Sure, go ahead. I trust you. But no, I don't trust you because, yes, they're buying
that
influence.
That is owed to us.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not our debt. That debt is
this
owed
is what they call,
to the American people.
This is what they call
people.
Odious debt. This is debt acquired not in your name, but for somebody else's interest. This is odious debt. You're not responsible paying back.
Amen.
And I got to leave you there. I got other calls coming in, though. Appreciate the call, Misty. Good call.
Okay.
Good call.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Andy in Texas. Welcome, Andy.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you taking my call. Hey, well, those were two hard phone calls to follow. Chance had a lot of passion, and Missy, she just knows her stuff, and, you know, I think she's on the right path. You know, when it comes to Donald Trump and his arresting on Tuesday, you know, like Chance said, you don't set an appointment for that. So why didn't they just arrest him when they said they're going to arrest him? So this leads me to believe, and we've seen that movie Wag the Dog.
Yep.
And guess what? They can wag the dog for any scenario they want. All they have to do is have the right production crew, the right Hollywood production going on, and they can show us anything they want. And, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous how gullible we are. But that's the exact reason why they brought in all this high technology, was so that they could get us. I mean, now that they got this new AI where, like, you saw that Morgan Freeman, two clips where one of them is AI and the other one is actually him, and he points out which one is him. And do I know either one of them was him? I don't know. But the thing is that if they're capable of doing that, You know, the Hamlin guy from the Buffalo Bills who supposedly died and stuff, he came out after he survived 3 days later or whatever, and he did some really thank you kind of thing for everybody. You know, there's like 40 people he thanked, and they sat there. But you could keep seeing the glitches in the video, just a little glitch here and there. So was it him or not? I don't know. But the thing is that they can pull the wool over on us a whole lot. Now, here's the thing. The value of Donald Trump at this particular moment is waning because he's stuck with that damn vaccine. I don't know why they let him do that for that long. But his popularity is waning right now. So they got to use him for what he's worth right now. So they walk him into a jail. They tell us he hung himself with some paper towel or something in his cell and walk him out the back door, just like they did Epstein, in my opinion. So you see what I'm saying? Everything is kind of a Hollywood production. What do you say to that?
It seems rather scripted to bring a tip off the mainstream media to have the cameras there to raid his Mar-a-Lago palace there and go through all his belongings and do this and that. And then again for Tuesday, I assume they'll do the same thing. It's scripted just like the Mar-a-Lago raid. It'll be the same thing on Tuesday. They'll show up and they'll bring a SWAT team and they'll bring all these people and they'll just take whatever they want and then take him in. It's to ruin him in the public's eyes, when this is going to be broadcast on
I disagree.
TV, you're going to see Donald Trump in handcuffs being led away, and you're going to go, wow,
what does that do? What does that do? That's going to anger a ton of his followers. Okay,
it's going to anger a lot of people. The same people I've been telling you that the MAGA people, they want to call cult or domestic terrorists. It's going to anger a lot of those people, and they're trying to do that. They're pushing the buttons to anger these people. Hopefully they'll do something to discredit the movement whatsoever. Of course, Antifa is just a group of people getting together that were unhappy about something, but anybody who likes Trump or part of the MAGA group here, Make America Great Again, must be a domestic terrorist or a cult follower. It's totally a double standard here.
But Antifa was the first attempt to see what Americans would do. You see your country being destroyed. Will you step out and do anything about it? No, they didn't. Yep. So they're still antagonizing. But they can't move too quick because they can't get their digital currency if they just drop it on us. So what's starting to happen? These banks are falling apart and stuff, and they're going to just declare the banking a total disaster. We have to come up with something new. Here's what we're going to do. And you'll be able to maintain your bank accounts there first, probably. But eventually they're going to move into, no, there's a cap on this. No. And then there'll be a food shortage, so that's why we have to cap the money so you can't hoard any food and stuff. There'll be something weird like that, but this does seem like a very dystopic area where we're
going. Well, there's a theory of four or five very large banks will die off. Pretty much everything is going to collapse, except you're going to have probably four to five central banks that are going to control the digital currency. You're not going to have all these extra banks you need. You don't need them. They're just going to have four or five that are going to control everything. But it'll also be controlled, you know, the digital bank will be controlled by the central banks again. So the same people who destroyed the system the first time around are going to get second chance and actually get more control, more power over us by having a digital currency. This is going to be a very bad thing, a very bad thing.
Well, and I think, Corey, with the food shortage that's coming up, and it is inevitable. I mean, even look at a food shortage like this, too. You can't afford the food anymore. That's a food shortage for you.
Yeah.
All these people that might still be able to go there and buy their $9 cartons of eggs or whatever, these other people can't do it because they just don't make that kind of money, or they've been cut off, or they're part of the system, the legal system or something, and they can't get a job because their name is tainted. All this digital information has got us all entangled in this big, well, you'd think it would be a worldwide web, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, the www.this. Worldwide web, we're all stuck in it, and they got us all caught up in it. And I've been spending the last 8 years trying to stay out of this stuff, but I'm still caught up in it because I own a cell phone. Boom, I'm in the web. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thanks for your time, Steve.
All right, Andy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go back in. Let's talk to Francis in North Carolina. Welcome, Francis.
Well, hey, young man.
Hey, how are you?
I'm here for the most part, wishing y'all a speedy recovery, regardless of what y'all having fun with or not. In light of the scenario with Putin having a warrant served for arrest and so forth, if I recall correctly, that was regarding trying to keep children from being involved with the military issue with Ukraine and so forth. I think what I'm a little bit confused about is, are we talking about children in Russia at the border of that fiasco, or we're talking about the children that's in the Ukraine that are being
used? About Ukraine. Zelensky's run out of soldiers. He's been depleted. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers have been killed already. They have not told you the true numbers. Boy, when they finally come out and actually tell you the true numbers, you're going to say, oh, my gosh. But now, when you got to reach down to get a 16-year-old to come into the military as your new replacement troop, you're not winning. You're losing the war.
So basically, the children that he's been trying to rescue and pull out of Ukraine from being involved with the military escapade or whatever actually are from Ukraine and trying to bring them into Russia to get them away from there.
They're making them soldiers, a 16-year-old boy into a soldier right away. Here you go.
So then the question is, how is Putin able to do that since supposedly he has no control over the Ukraine to start with?
No, he doesn't. He has no part of that. You're talking about Zelensky now, not Putin. Zelensky is drafting 16-year-old boys, not Putin. Zelensky is drafting young boys to fill the ranks of all those dead soldiers.
That I'm aware of. I'm just trying to figure out how Putin's able to do that without running into an issue with Zelensky.
Well, a soldier's a soldier. If somebody's holding a gun, you treat him as a soldier. And unfortunately, we're going to be seeing a lot of 16-year-old boys, Ukrainian soldiers, young boys, 16 years old, shot and killed. The other guy said, I can't trust this. I'm sorry. I don't. Do I want to shoot on a 16-year-old boy? No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. And again, Zelensky will use this in his favor, just saying, you know, he's killing young boys. He's killing young boys that you drafted into your military.
Yeah. Well, in that case, they're issuing a arrest warrant for the wrong person then, when it should be for Zelensky and not Putin.
The war crimes were from the very beginning, the war crimes on Zelensky's head when he was killing the innocent Russian civilians in the Donbass. Full-blown Nazi here and killing innocent civilians in the Donbass. And Putin finally said, that's enough. We got to correct a wrong here. And we're going to make it right this time. We're going to go after the Nazis. And that's exactly what Zelensky is.
Well,
he's a communist. He's a Nazi. And that's what he's going. He's taking out people like him and his cabinet and all his followers. He's undoing the denazification, if that's even a word, the denazification of Ukraine. That's what's happening.
Well, here's the funny part, though. Being that this is an international court that's issuing this as a war crime or whatever, and thus issuing an arrest warrant, I find that kind of ironic because there are various administrations here in the U.S. government and the military that are very guilty of war crimes to begin with. Yep. So how is it they have not been issued by the international court?
It's because the United States controls all the international courts. And that's what it's always been. They control NATO. God. They control the UN. They control everything. They control the international courts. I mean, look at Abu Ghraib prison.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the atrocities there. Secret black site prisons where they take people out of the country to torture.
Yeah.
Never held accountable for all those programs. And the higher ups who allowed it and said, go ahead and do it, nothing ever happened. We have a double standard in this country here. Do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Well, one thing's for certain, and a lot of people think, well, what about the people that work in D.C.? Well, you know what? There's a lot of other places that people can work out other than in that 10-mile square area of D.C., which I wish would actually implode because, quite frankly, it is so rank with every imaginable form of, dare I say, evil. behavior that the people are enacting. It certainly isn't divine in nature, that's for certain. So I wish it would actually just implode. And if the alphabet soup groups that are listening think that that's a national security offense, guess what? You need to grow up and snap out of it, because at least I'm using common sense. They're not in D.C.
There's not been any movement on anybody's side. The United States has not stepped in and say, hey, wait a minute here. Let's do a ceasefire. Let's find some common ground. Let's bring some peace. Nobody wants the peace. They don't want peace. The United States, this is their chance. This is their chance as a proxy war to try to split up Russia. They don't want peace. They don't give a damn about Ukrainians. They don't give a damn about these people. They're being used as a pawn in the chess game here, and that's all they care about. They want their war. They want to split up Russia.
Well, that's because they're getting money big time for it. So, I look at it this way. With the so-called elitist families that are basically turned the world into a gigantic chessboard, and they're pitting this country against this country, this person against this person, and it's gotten to be a nightmare. And the question is, when are people going to wake up and say, okay, enough's enough? So,
well, I tell you what. The money going to Ukraine ends when we go through the economic collapse. When we finally collapse our economy, we won't have money to send over to Ukraine, and that's a fact. The Russians are bleeding us dry. They're bleeding us dry right now.
That's true, except for one thing. The only way that's going to end, Stephen, is when the Federal Reserve has collapsed.
Yeah.
They will never do it until that establishment and the government, well, actually not part of the government, collapses. That's the only reason that's going to fail or stop altogether. Because as long as they can keep on spitting out the Federal Reserve notes, they will not stop.
Yeah.
So that place has to be abolished and collapse and implode, along with the IRS for that matter. So
yeah. Well, I agree. I agree. Totally agree.
Anyway,
totally agree.
Have a great weekend. I'll have
one
coconut and pineapple, my Corona and the variant. So play hard.
Sounds good. I'm avoiding alcohol right now because of my condition. So I wish I could have one with you, but
my bad.
Maybe a couple weeks. We'll see. Appreciate it. You can have one for me. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Steve. I'm going to stick to this issue that I thought about when I decided to call you. This Stormy Daniels, adult film actress, actor.
Sleazebag, porno actress, yes.
Right. And she has tattoos on her right arm at faces of somebody. And there's 1,909 high-resolution pictures. And premium high resolution pictures, $1,500. You could buy it from Getty. and she's into witchcraft. I mean, there's a lot of pictures of her with black and men with black fingernail polish, and they put these fake teeth on into their teeth that look like sharpened. Mm-hmm. That's like witchcraft does. And can you hold me over a bit?
Yep, I will hold you over, Pat. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
That's 512-248-8252. We go back to the phones. We'll talk to Pat in Texas. Go ahead and finish up your thought there, Pat.
Well, she has filed a lawsuit against Trump alleging defamation because in her lawsuit he implied that she was not being truthful, and it was tossed out of court. So she was ordered to pay him $293,000.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Yeah, right.
Legal fees to defend himself against a frivolous lawsuit.
Yeah,
and filed by her lawyer, who was a runner for president.
And he's serving time. And he's serving time now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me get right here. The history of her, where she got that Stormy name from, she was going to challenge David Bitter for his Senate seat in Louisiana, where she's from, and she said that he had admitted to allegedly visiting a house of ill repute or something like that. And so she called herself screwing people honestly, a reference to Bitter, his admission. And so she was going to be Stormy Daniels because she was going to be honest when he was not. So she didn't run for Senate because she got thrown in jail for beating up her second husband over not doing the laundry right or something. And I mean, she's a real character.
I agree.
Cohen, well, you know everything that was brought against Cohen, and he testified that he had overheard her and Trump talking. Well, you know, when somebody like Trump, I know that Pence is real careful about it, and I know a teacher who won't talk about it, but if a kid came up to hug him, he would throw his hands in the air and back off, because you never know what anybody's up to. If you look at the one picture of Trump with that woman, he was actually on the golf course. So I imagine she just ran up for a picture, but she wanted to put her left arm. She was on the side of him where her left arm looked like normal, and she looked like a normal woman, you know.
Well, what I was trying to get to at the beginning of the show, talking about how they're supposed to come, and they're going to stage this thing. It's going to be very theatrical, showing up on Tuesday with the cameras, Trump being let out, and hush money, and all this other stuff. This is all just to ruin him, destroy him in the public eye, to disqualify him. If they don't disqualify him in some way through this hush money, which I don't think they can. I think it's a personal matter, if it's even true. You have to prove it. But they want to destroy his image in the public eye for 2024. And again, if they can't do that, I assume they're going to kill the guy. They're going to assassinate Donald Trump. He wasn't effective the first 4 years as far as doing what he should have done. He accomplished a couple of things. Don't get me wrong. He had some positives, but then again, he could have done so much more had he taken the steps to get rid of all those loyalists, those people from the other party. You don't keep the enemy in your camp. And that's a huge mistake. He knows that now, but it may be too late. I think he has more enemies now than he had in the first 4 years. I think he has more people hating him now. So I don't see him to be a very effective president if he ever got back in anyway.
Well, I do, because I think he wears his, I think that's what makes him look fat. Even on the golf course, he's got that protective vest on. You know, Reagan almost got shot. I mean, he's real close to the heart.
I remember.
The point is that Bannon says if they do that, it's only going to help him. But you know, Cohen, he turned out to be a snake in the grass from day one.
Yeah, he did.
And he's the one that supposedly paid the hush money. Well, I mean,
You know, that's right. He did. That's right. He did. That's right. Exactly right.
All these people are coming out, you know, and they're blah blah blah.
I'm not sure how long is his prison term? I think he's still in prison. Pretty sure he is.
I don't know. I thought he was out. but
I don't
anyway,
know. I thought he was still in. Maybe he's out. I don't know. Yeah, but he's the one that set up the pay money. Yeah, so here, pay her off. So, to me, again, it's a stupid thing to be involved in. But again, men of power, men of wealth seem to believe they can do anything they want to do. And that means buy people off also. And it's kind of a sleazy thing. It really is. I mean, think about it. You got a good-looking wife at home, and what do you want to do? Roll in the hay with a porno star.
I really wonder if – I don't think he was behind that. I think that was Cohen's own idea.
Yeah, could be.
And she's so crazy that she's got this two gay men calling them dad because her parents don't want to have nothing to do with it. Really?
Right. Yeah.
and they are – all these people wanted to be something or somebody, and they just – decided to gang up with her, and she is making a lot of money off of this, Steve, and I hate to even talk about it and give her the publicity because, but you know what?
That's right. We haven't heard of this woman in ages. It's been ages. Like I said, this is a last ditch effort to try to ruin him in some way. They're not going to be able to saddle him or label him with some kind of felony to disqualify him. This is just to ruin him in the public eye. And that's all this is. This is like their last ditch effort here, other than killing him. This is their last ditch effort. They've got nothing. Everything they've tried to throw at him to disqualify him for 2024 has not worked yet. Nothing has worked.
Yeah, I mean, and I look to see, you know, when people say, well, here's a picture of him with a, well, if that's just one picture and he had on the same clothes and they had on the same clothes everywhere. They were just going around doing all kinds of things, taking pictures with people, you know, step up on a little selfie. And so, I don't know. He needs to watch out for that too, because he's one picture of him with her. He was on the golf course. He had on his golf clothes. So she was probably out there just to visit, you know, to try to pretend she's a visitor. And well, I just wanted to throw all that in because, I wanted to know who that lady was myself, and I looked it all up on Conservapedia, and then I asked for photos. Whoa, I didn't expect to see what I saw, you know.
Yeah.
So she's making all right. a lot of money. Thank
you, Steve. All right. Well, Pat, appreciate your time. Appreciate you the call. We'll do that. Let's go back and talk to Tom in Utah. And Tom has not called me at 5 minutes before the show ends. He's called at a perfect timing. Tom, what's on your mind?
You know, I was an advisor to the film industry, and I developed a friendship with a practitioner that was responsible for the well-being, including taking testing for STDs among the porn industry down there in Venice.
Oh, wow.
And he happened to be the practitioner that was examining Stormy Daniels, and when I ask him about that concept of Donald Trump, you know, having an affair with Stormy Daniels. He said, you think Donald Trump would lower himself to having a love affair with a public toilet?
That's the way I would look at it, but you never know. I don't know, you know.
Well,
then why, if you have a clear-cut case, you've never done anything with this woman whatsoever, then why pay any money to her at all? I'd say, take me to court. I don't care. I have never touched you in my life. You're a piece of trash. You've got nothing. This is nothing but you're trying to exploit the situation here. You're trying to get money out of me. You've got nothing. I've never done anything wrong. I've never been with this woman ever. Roll the dice, baby. Roll the dice, because I'm not going to pay you a penny, but paying her any kind of money, hush money through an attorney, I don't know. It's a personal thing again, but this is a last-ditch effort by the Democrats and this failed January 6th committee here to find something to disqualify him, but this is not going to work either. Again, you've got the Bill Clinton, $850,000 to Paula Jones. That's obvious. We know all about that. That was hush money. And nothing was ever said about that, so I don't know.
Well, knowing what I know about the legal system, who knows whose idea it was to pay her and get her to shut up and go away, at least for the moment.
Yeah, at least for the moment. I don't know.
The lawyers play the game. I mean,
playing the game of politics. Yep, maybe so. Maybe so. Anything else on your mind there, Tom? Anything else on your mind?
Well, my wife and I were at a funeral this week, beginning of the week, and I just happened to be the oldest surviving member of the family. All the other men below are disappearing. We were sitting at a table, and people were discussing what pill and the vaccine and all that. I would just sit there. My wife and I were sitting there quiet. Finally, they turned to my wife and said, "What about you and Tom?" And of course, she's, "Well, you know, I'm 83, and Tom's 82. And neither one of us take any drugs.
Good.
We didn't take our vaccines. We never had a problem with the COVID. And the rest of the table went dead silent.
Yeah.
Nobody dared say a word after that when they found out that the oldest surviving individual at that funeral, myself and my wife.
Yeah.
We're not into the medications, and we're not into the COVID crap.
Very good. Smart. Smart move there, Tom. Very smart move. I'm glad you kind of brought that up, because the colleges are still pushing these COVID-19 mandates. In order to attend college, you still have to take a shot or show a series of shots to be enrolled in school. And I find it kind of strange that the United States military has finally come back and stopped their COVID-19 mandates to say, well, we realize now we're probably causing more harm than good. Again, the myocarditis, pericarditis, other problems, the spike protein clots, numerous other problems. So they've stopped. They've stopped their mandates. And I don't know why nobody in the legal field has grabbed that to say, if the United States government has stopped imposing these COVID-19 mandates on their own troops, their military, then how can the colleges continue to push their COVID-19 mandates in order to stay in college? I don't know why nobody's run with that yet. Nobody's run with that.
Well, the students are not critical to the operation of the military.
I mean, this is an easy case for a lawyer to say, hey, the United States government stopped it. Now you stop it. And I just don't know why nobody's done this.
Well, see, I can see the military finally getting it, because I was an advisor at Hill Air Force Base to the guys flying into Iraq. Right. And the well-being and the health of those pilots is critical if they're going to be successful in their sortie.
Yeah.
So when they start to see pilots fail and they're flying a several million-dollar machine, it's not a good idea to put them at risk with a blood clot.
Right. All right, Tom, I appreciate it. Let me see if I can get to some COVID news here. Appreciate your calls, always do, and your information. Sharp guy there, sharp listener. I want to talk about some stats that just came to me from, believe it or not, Fox News. Not only does Tucker sometimes gives bits and pieces of the truth, excuse me, but there are other hosts on that network that have brought some good information to light, and I want to mention that real quick here. Here's the stats. It was actually Dr. Freda Fisher. Dr. Freda Fisher was interviewed a couple days ago, and talking about total U.S. maternal deaths per 100,000 live births, and she showed that in 2019, 20.1 deaths per 100,000, but in 2021, that number had jumped from 20.1 deaths per 100,000 to 32.9 deaths per 100,000. Maternal deaths spiked during the COVID pandemic, no doubt about it. And so I sent this over to Dr. McCullough. I texted it over to him and thanked him. And I said, we actually need to put an end to this situation here. We need to prosecute those who knowingly are pushing this gene-mutating experimental shot. We can't let this go. There's no amnesty. I thanked him personally for staying in this fight with me and others here at RBN, pushing very hard to stop this nonsense. He responded back to me in a very nice, positive way, saying, good work, Steve. Keep the pressure on. And by God, you know I'm going to. I'm not going to give this up. I've got grandchildren. And I want to save the children best I can. I want to stop this, pull it out of the lineup for the childhood immunizations. We got to stop this. Actually, the whole childhood immunizations needs to be revised and looked at critically, because, again, autism is on the rise. And I guarantee you, if they shove this COVID-19 shot for your children growing up to go to school, you are going to see, not only you're going to see death later on, but you're going to see a rise in autism also. We've got to stop these people, and I'm not giving up. So thank you, Dr. McCullough, and I'm right there with you. I am not giving up this fight at all. Never going to. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome, James.
Yes, good evening. If you don't mind me asking, have you listened to your heart on the scope? And have you You hear a murmur?
No, I don't hear a murmur.
No murmurs, huh?
No.
And there's the valves, yeah, so it could be.
I've noticed since I've started a regimen of Advil, anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting it back tomorrow, but I'm doing three times a day, what we call TID. I do 8 in the morning, 1600, and then 2200 at night. I give myself 600 milligrams of Advil and one baby aspirin in the morning. And right. since I've started that protocol, I've improved. So I know there is some inflammatory process with right. my myocardium. There's something going on here. So further testing, some labs going to be drawn this week. An echo will be done. We'll see where my cardiac output is, what my ejection fraction is. If this is a myocarditis, I do believe personally that it will be less severe of a myocarditis than I would have if I'd taken a COVID shot. That is the plus side. So I'm crossing my fingers. That's exactly what we've got here.
You know, you might have picked up, they talk about flashing of proteins. That's always a possibility that you're working close in the ER and emergency, that kind of thing. You're exposed to people that, you know, are, you picked up a bug.
Well, it hit me a couple of weeks ago, and it was after that one I lost my voice. Right. Is when I really noticed I was pooping out quite quick. I was winded. Right. I could, it wasn't my normal self. I can work all day on the yard, and now I'm kind of spacing things out, and I'm actually taking it kind of easy right now. But this is not my normal. Now, if you know a normal cardiac output, you probably know this is 4 to 8 liters per minute.
Right.
If I let's say ballpark my cardiac output. Prior, my baseline was, let's say it's at 5 or 6, let's say it's 6 liters per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I were to lose 1 liter per minute. Let's say I'm now down to maybe 5 or 4.5 liters per minute. When you're used to a cardiac output of 6 and you're now down to a 4, you feel it. You're symptomatic. Now, the weird part about it is my oxygenation is not off. I don't have any swelling in my ankles to show any kind of like congestive heart failure. I just don't have endurance. I'm winded and I have to stop and take a breather for a while. But I'll check my SpO2 with my little finger probe. And at rest, I'm 99%. My heart rate is running in the 60s and 70s. My diastolic is a little low, lower than normal. Yeah. I'm usually running in the 70s and I'm running in 50s, the 50s for my diastolic, and my systolic is right around 120.
Right.
So
you could, you could do blood pressure in both arms to see the differential. Have you done that?
Yeah. Yeah. I have not done that. Good idea. And I think I will do that, but I have not done it. It's always been my left arm.
Right. If you get you know, the drill, if you get a differential, I think it's more in 15. I can't remember exactly. Then you got to think about, plugs on one side and clear on the other kind of thing. So,
James, well, I'd love to talk to you more. I got two more in the loop here. We've got two more calls that just popped up. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. Let's see if we can nail these last two calls. Mike in Kentucky, make it kind of short. You got one behind you.
Homemade sauerkraut has natokinase, vitamin K2, and that helps get the calcium out of your arteries. Something to look for. But Tom mentioned, being at a funeral, and I guess he doesn't want to get too personal about that. That was his younger brother. I think that was the last of his younger brothers. And he spent money on that, defending that guy. I think the lawyer just took his money. And now, somebody needs to get the VA on and get him some cataract surgery. He doesn't have the money to pay for it himself, and it might bring back at least one of his eyes to where he'd be a lot more viable for keeping up with the stuff that's flying around on the internet that needs to be
I agree.
Debunked.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll let you get to your last caller.
All right, Mike. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Good idea. Tom's a good man. We have a lot of good callers here at the network. But, I'm very personal. about and honest about the callers that call in here. And we've had a lot of great callers. We really have. Tonight's been a good night, too. But, again, like a family here, and I appreciate you all for plugging there and doing what's got to be done and sharing the information that you hear here and doing your own homework and sharing the truth. And let's go back to the phones and get our last call in tonight. Looks like we're going to Michigan here. And yeah, John in Michigan. Welcome, John.
Hi, Steve. I get to hear you tonight. Not usually, but you're suffering or dealing with something physically right now?
It's something cardiac. I don't have the reserve. I don't have the energy I used to. There's something going on with my cardiac output, my contractility. I assume I'm pretty certain by the symptomology I've looked up. I'm pretty certain I have myocarditis.
Well,
I just don't know how I got it. I don't know how I got it. What happened? I just know about a month ago I had a virus where I lost my voice. And I had some sinus issues and some congestion problems, and I started on my sinus rinse, and I started right on my nebulizer. I thought I nipped everything in the bud. It took me about a week to get my voice back, but the symptomology that I started saying, I'm feeling weaker and tired, and I had to take an extra nap, and I just didn't have the energy I normally have. And now I notice if I do some exertion, I have to sit back after a while and kind of – get my reserve back and relax until I get my energy back. So I don't have the stamina I used to have, and I used to be really out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're still in the medical field and exposed to spike proteins. And I'm just taking this from my experience. I had the funk, Fauci's funk in October. John, about the same time John was suffering, Stadtmiller. And I still get that. Where I've got to go take a nap, and it's because the spike protein is there, and there's protocol for that where ivermectin comes in. I take it twice a week. Even now, that's over a year since it was October of 2021, and it lingers, and the fatigue comes just out of nowhere. I very much feel tied to that spike protein that is probably still. I didn't get the shot. I was contaminated by someone else, and and also the pine needle tea. There's a lot of benefit there. It's the spike protein. You've been involved. You're an ER nurse, right?
Yeah, ER and ICU. Right.
Okay, so you're exposed to all these people that have these shots.
Yeah, but I've been off work for a while now. I mean, I've been one thing after another here. I don't know my cause, my etiology. Who is exposing me?
Everybody that has a shot, they keep producing these spike proteins, Steve, and it's just that's why it's a wonderful shot that these guys created. They're mad scientists. And so I got exposed. I went into a store here where they were giving shots, and there were 12 people in two rows, and one lady was coming up off the floor, and they were giving shots. This was in 2021, and within a week I was down for a month and couldn't remember anything, and now it took me 2 or 3 months to recover to a point where I could have strength, and I'm still feeling the fatigue from that. So Spike, you thought ivermectin. If I use the horse stuff, then I haven't turned into a horse yet.
All right, John. Hey, thanks for the call, John.
I need a
thanks
tea.
For the call. Appreciate it. Well, that completes our show this evening. Back again on Monday with Mr. Ron McDonald in that second hour for the National Intel Report. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.